Welcome, everyone, to another issue of the Comic Chronicle podcast on the FanCorp Network. I'm your host, Society's Mutant/Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And today is very special because right now, as of this recording, it is a Comics and Coffee episode. That's right, folks, the Comics and Coffee talk show. And I have with me, as always, a special guest. His name is...
Hey, what's up? It's John Roniger with Scumbag Gaming.
Hey, welcome out of the podcast, John. Now, if I remember right, if memory recalls, this is actually the first time on this show, but you were also, we kind of just had an in-depth conversation about your YouTube channel, Scumbag Gaming, on the Spartan Squad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. The memory goes all over the place, to say the least. So that's right, folks. It's a talk show episode, and... Before we get any further, I want to say that if you like video games, be sure to go check out Scumbag Gaming on YouTube. That's the YouTube channel that John does a bunch of playthroughs brilliantly and a whole bunch of fun stuff, and it's well worth the time. I will give it that. Well worth the time, folks. Now, John, you've played this game. What we're doing today is we're actually, yes, it's comics and coffee. I got a little bit of coffee and whatnot, but John, you've actually played this game, because today we're talking about the Spider-Man PS4 video game that got released in 2018. You've played it, I've played it. What did you think, overall impression of it first, John, before we get in-depth on it, what did you think?
Well, I wasn't sure about it at first, because I was never really a big Spider-Man fan, but when I got it, I was pretty impressed, like, the whole, like, when you first, it just kind of throws you into it, and it's just, like, it got pretty intense, like, right off the bat, and I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
It's true. In the very beginning, it was really, it was really the intensity of the game. You're not wrong, like, I loved it how it was 8 years later. Was like, you're not just Spider-Man starting out, like, yeah, you're gonna witness Uncle Ben die. It's like, no, you're already Spider-Man. You know, he's got all these villains set up and whatnot too, and so, but you weren't really a big Spider-Man game going, or Spider-Man fan going into it at all?
No, I mean, I liked, you know, some of the stuff, but I never really got into it.
So it was all new for you and whatnot, so kind of diving right into it, man, is this video game. It's been widely acclaimed. You've done a few. How many videos are you up to right now? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Just put out the fifth one. Just trying to catch up. It's a pretty long game.
It's true. Yeah, it's a few hours of a game if you play all the way through. I think 12 hours, maybe more. And then the DLC just came out. The City That Never Sleeps. If I remember correctly, and then you have all, like, with Hammerhead and Silver Sable and shit. Have you played any of the DLC yet?
No, I got it downloaded. I've been meaning to, but I've been caught up with some other stuff.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. I was like, damn it. I was kind of hoping you played it, because I haven't played it as of yet. Damn, okay. Cool. But, yeah, I haven't been... I've been so busy, folks, with the shows and whatnot. Like, yeah, it's just crazy, but... John, you want to kind of give folks what the storyline of the premise is of this game, and I'll help you out along the way.
Yeah, basically, yeah, you know, you've been Spider-Man for a minute, and, you know, you kick off, you're about to help arrest the Kingpin, which was, I didn't realize he was going to be that big in that game.
Yeah.
I was like, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he's always a monster. In comics and everything like that, he's always a big dude. Especially on the Daredevil TV show, Vincent D'Onofrio, big dude.
And then, after that, you know, kind of, you know, you get him. It kind of settles down, I guess, you know, his little... Do his little petty crime stuff, but then... you know, a new gang pops up. The demons that use, the negative... energy.
Yeah, they used a negative force and stuff like that from... they were head by the villain, Mr. Negative. By actually chance, we actually did have the actor who played, Steven Oyon. We've had him on the show, actually, on the Comic Chronicle show. We've had him on, and we've also had on Dave B. Mitchell, who played the Shocker in there. So, folks, if you... Before we dive more into the game and whatnot... make sure you press pause, go listen to those episodes where we talk about their roles and them and whatnot. They're wonderful, wonderful people. You'll absolutely enjoy it. And then come back, and then we'll finish it. And then finish all of us discussing the game, because this is kind of like a review. John is here because, one, I like John. And two is, he's played the game. He's a fellow fan who's played the game and whatnot of it. So we wanted to talk about the game to people who don't know what it is and whatnot. So kind of continuing on, yeah, John, before I digress any further, you're right. The Demon's game popped up. They're using the negative energy and whatnot. So, but People with Powers isn't anything new. It's not like a Warless outed and shit like that. And yeah, it. So the Demon has pop up and Mr. Negative is headed by him. And we don't. Do you want to dive into spoilers too much, John, or what do you think?
I mean, I don't really want to ruin it, but just like, you know, after the demons pop up, you do a couple things, and then all hell just breaks loose.
It's true. Oh yeah, all hell breaks loose with the demons. What happens? I mean, of course, it's Mr. Negative 1-9, you hear about all the other villains and the Strikers Penitentiary or Rikers Penitentiary and all that. And so, yeah, it was really all hell. Like, it seemed all peaceful, and then you beat it, but then you think it's all over, and it's not, and everything goes to shit in a handbasket. I mean, John, we had all these, like, iconic Spider-Man villains pop up, you know, and legitimately, I love the game so much because of the storytelling, which, yeah, we can talk about it, because with all the villains popping up, and the city gets taken over, and all that shit, but we don't want to spoil too much of it, because enjoying it firsthand, I believe, is something that you need to do. Like, what do you think, John, like, gameplay on this? I want to say the gameplay and the storyline at first here. What did you think of it?
I thought it was really well, written up. Mm-hmm. The actors, or the voice actors, did a good job. Really well-rounded. You kind of got a feel for everybody. And then, you got to even play as, like, Miles and, Mary Jane.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you got to play not just as Spider-Man and Peter Parker. You got to play as Miles Morales. And he had, we're not going to say it, but if you know the character Miles Morales, especially with Into the Spider-Verse recently, you know what he becomes and what happens to him. And Mary Jane, who was incredibly well done in this game, so was Miles Morales. And playing as Mary Jane, man, like, what did you think of that?
It was. I didn't expect it at first.
Yeah.
Like, because you first pick her up at the museum.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, I poached up, with Spider-Man. Next thing you know, I'm playing as Mary Jane. And I was like, oh, man. Yeah, this has got a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's a lot more intense, one would say, because you're kind of, it seems a lot more intense, because Mary Jane, she has she's not like a mutant or anything like that. I mean, she's just a normal gal who's dating, well, their relationship thing, but with Spider-Man and whatnot. So being her, it almost added this level of intense, and Miles at the time, added this level of intensity to, like, oh, fuck, this is really real, because, she's going against these people with powers, and it's like, oh, God, like, oh, no. And especially with Miles, with his encounter with a rhinoceros-style villain, that was intense, too. And the storyline was incredibly intense, and playing as these characters was incredibly intense and fun. And overall, like, this game, I don't even agree with John or not, but this game was intense. Like, this game was fun. This game was this is one of my top two games of the year.
Yeah,
sure. Like, it may, and you know what though, with the recent Fallout 76, because that was what I was really looking forward to. Well, I can't, no. There's a few games I beat it, but in your rank, before we go on, John, where do you rank this game so far? Out of this year of releases.
Oh, out of this year? Yeah. Year of release? Let's see what all came out this year. I'd say
pretty high up there?
Yeah, second or third.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it might be first for me, but that's because I'm a Marvel fanboy, which I want to dive into that, because it is amazing to me that the world that we had. What do you think of the world, John? Because the world was amazing to me in the sense of we have Marvel, like, there's Marvel Easter eggs everywhere. They basically put the comic world and gave it to a game with Daredevil references, Avengers Tower, all this shit in there. The characters, the Easter eggs, the mentions of certain characters, but we never see them. Like, Chameleon and all that. What did you think of the world itself?
It's pretty, like, I mean, they did a pretty good job. Like, they really made New York City feel alive. Like, you can watch people do stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Swing down, give a couple people high fives.
That's right. Yeah, the swinging, man. The swinging. Is it not? There is somebody, I've heard it done so many times, said it so many times before, is the fact of this. You can literally just play the game, start swinging around, and that can be your therapy. Like, it's so relaxing just being Spider-Man swinging around and stopping the small crimes and whatnot. Is it not for you? Like, it's one of them, like, oh, this is really fucking cool.
Yeah, the swing, the web swing, that's, it's a real smooth mechanic.
Yeah.
They did a real good job with it, and then, yeah, it's pretty neat. You're just swinging around, next you know, you're, like, chasing a stolen car or something. You know, there's, like, these little side people getting mugged and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and, you know, you have all these different equipments, which I wasn't expecting. I heard a little bit about it. But then it's like you get all these different versions of the web sling. It's not like you just shoot spider webs and whatnot. You get like tasers, you get bombs, you get mini drones, you get all this cool shit and these cool moves. Like it really, there's, I know they worked 3 or 4 years on this game and it really pans out because there's so many details. And I know that there's going to be some comparisons. We'll get to that in a second to a certain game series, which kind of is like it, but. And there's the fun. It also added so many more details into the world. If you remember right, John, we had those backpacks, and we also had all these extra side missions. Did you ever complete them all? Like all the extra side missions and the backpacks with all this cool info and Easter eggs and shit.
I've gotten the most of. I haven't gotten to some of the hideouts, like the warehouses and stuff. But I got all the backpacks and all the, like, you know, where you take pictures of the stuff.
Yeah, the monuments and all that. Yeah, that's true too. Like, you brought out Peter's Time of the Daily Bugle and shit like that, and it felt really in the real world with all the tech. Fucking J. Jonah Jameson had a podcast and it was amazing. Yeah, was it?
Every time that thing kicked on, I was like, oh shit.
You're like,
here we go.
Oh no. You're like, alright. And it would do it randomly and you'd just be like web-slinging and fight, and then it's like, Spider-Man, he sucks ass! And it's like, oh my god. He wouldn't say that, but it was something like that. Like, the webs, I can't even do J. Whoever they got, I can't remember the name, and I know it, but they got a guy to play J. Jonah Jameson, and he was perfect. And it just, which leads me to this, is, I mean, obviously on this show, on Comic Chronicle, we've talked about it a lot, because we've talked to the people who played the supervillains, at least a couple of them, of the acting in this. The people, the actors in this game, you know, their characters look like their characters, they should. We'll get into the design in a little bit, but what do you think about the acting on it, John? Because people know my opinion. It's 10%, 110%. Pitch perfect, spot on, and what you expect to hear from the characters. And they did a phenomenal job, and their hard work is truly shown. So what do you think about the voice acting, John?
I think they really captured, like, each moment, like, each emotion and stuff. Like, there was a part after you know, things are starting to settle down, you know, he's texting MJ, and he's like, it's over. And she's like, oh, it's, you know, like, he's texting her about the fight.
Yeah.
And then you get, like, that, like, teenage feeling where it's, like, that awkward text where you're like, I don't know what to say. Oh, yeah. she needs space, so I guess I do, too.
Yeah. I was 100% related to that moment because it was that, oh, fuck moment. And there's that, oh, I've had that moment happen in my lifetime, when I was, especially when I was younger. And you're like, and you had the moment where you're like, oh, this space, like, it's over. And then it's like, oh, I guess we're over. Then it's like, oh, fuck, no. And like, no.
Wait, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you felt that, John, or not, but I have felt it 100%. And I've had that moment. That's why I'm like, oh, my God, I relate to Peter Parker so much right now. Like, oh. Yeah, like, you related these characters. You bonded with them so much. Like, how do you feel on the characters, like, where did you go from there with these characters, John? Like, what'd you think of them?
I thought they were really good. I really liked, you know, not just the voice acting, but like the actual like graphics and mechanics of the character were really fluid.
It's true.
Like they actually match the emotion the voice actor was given.
It's true. Because
some games, they're like, you know, you get like this awesome voice actor, but the graphics are crap, so it kind of just like looking at like this dude like getting like breaking down, but he's just kind of just standing there.
Yeah, and we've seen that. You've seen that probably way more than I. I played games a long time, played a lot, but you've done so much recently that you have bound to see that a lot. And being able to do, how do you say is, the time was well put when they really, really did a lot of hard work on this game, and it really, really shows, you know? Like, you do see that. You do see the emotion. You see everything like it, and the storyline, the character, the actors. Like, everything's blended together. Everything that they put in, all these people put in their hard work, and in the end, we got this epic cinematic masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And have you seen any of the Spider-Man movies before?
Yeah, I've seen... I've seen the first three, and I saw, I think the first I think I've seen them all actually.
Yeah, you saw Homecoming too.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to be sure you saw them all, and for I don't know, can you agree on this with me on this? Because a lot of people did for a while was the fact of after I got done playing this game and finished it before even before the DLC, I'm like, if you could put this in the movies ranking, this would be the best Spider-Man movie. Yeah, because we had these amazing characters, we had the comic book world, we had everything with it, and yeah, I wanted to see more superheroes. I think that's one negative thing, is that all this shit was, this is, can you agree on this fact, like, we had Avengers Tower in there, we had all, like, the street level heroes being established, we had Wakanda Embassy and all that, but we never saw any other heroes.
Yeah, you never saw anybody.
Yeah, and it's like all this shit's going down, like New York being quarantined, the prisoners are all out, like all those superhuman prisoners are all out and shit like that, all those big supervillains. Yeah, we didn't see anybody come in or any phone calls and shit. Like, I thought that was kind of fucked, and I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
You can't say all this is there and not have any, like, the street-level New York superheroes. Where the fuck are they? That is one negative to the game. But I think that would really be my only negative to it. What would be your negative on the game, John? What do you think? It's a toughie because it's a really good game.
No, maybe, I don't know. They did a real good job. You know, I saw that part too and I was like, well, maybe they're just busy or something. I don't know. But
yeah, and oh yeah, they're just busy.
But, yeah, no, I noticed that. I mean, that'd probably be the only thing I could say, too, because I noticed that, like, you've seen Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the same feeling in that. I was watching that, and I was like, you mean to tell me all this shit's going down, and not a single superhero's gonna show up?
It's true! It's like, what the fuck? Like, Flash is around.
You guys just established, like, Justice League's coming out. Where the hell's Superman? Like,
yeah, well, Superman was dead in Justice League. Superman was dead. In all fairness, he's dead. But there's still four other heroes.
It's like, there's like, you got one woman, Batman. Like, someone's got to take notice. And it's like, at the end, Batman was like, oh, shut it down.
Yeah,
like you couldn't have done that before, like, half the city was destroyed.
Yeah, what the fuck? We won't get in the Suicide Squad, man. We could be here all day if we got in the Suicide Squad. Especially with the news that came out on it a few days ago. But, diving back into it. Now,
but I mean, that's the only thing. Like, I was like, you mean tell me you're not gonna get like a single, like, see a dude jumping from a rooftop with some batons? Like,
what? Yeah, what the fuck, like, you know? Or She-Hulk, or you know,
I don't even care if like you just show them like get beat up, like to show that they you know they showed up.
Yeah, and it's like Avengers, like, oh, they're on the West Coast. I'm like, there's a billion fucking Avengers. There's so many Avenger characters, especially if you're doing comic book world, what you're doing, not just movie world. Fuck you. There's like hundreds of Avengers here. Come on. Fantastic Four, which they were established in it too, in some of these small Easter eggs. Like, come on. But, c'est la vie. We didn't get it, but did you hear, John, about the news, though? About that there that Spider-Man, I think we're going to, like, the next one, which I hope there should be a next one, if not, And they said upcoming related titles and all that. That when it comes to video games like this, Spider-Man is just the beginning.
And yeah, they said they came out and said they're like, yeah, they expected to start like it to kick off like a whole universe of Marvel games.
Yeah, which I think it is. I mean, fuck, it's done so well that the Spider-Man PS4 character, that's version of Spider-Man, he's now in the comic books. He's recently been in one of the series and whatnot. He was a big character in it, too, and he had a lot of speaking roles and whatnot. So it's like they have a lot of faith in his characters and whatnot. And this, and comics are done months before they're out, but then this game's been worked on for like 3 to 4 years. So maybe there's something in there, but it's really... I don't know. It's crazy to me. We'll get into that later because I want to know your opinions on what else you want to see with it. But what do you think about basically this idea and this opinion on this? As people have told me about this, Spider-Man PS4 is Marvel's answer to the Batman Arkham series.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. There's somewhat of similarities. Obviously, they can't copy it in general. But right. There is similarities. Like, say you take a look at the Arkham Knight and Arkham City, Arkham Origins, Arkham Asylum, But everything after, there is some similarities to it. Alrighty, folks, don't you dare just go yet, because I have with me a special guest. Now, do you have some landscaping problems? Do you have something that, you know, you need some help with in the good old-fashioned outdoors? Well, I have with me here today a very special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name's Jesse Ewing. I'm the owner of Ewing Land Management, LLC.
That's right, folks. Right now, this can be considered a sponsor. Jesse here is a sponsor of us. Ewing Land Management is a sponsor of the Comic Chronicle podcast. And, you know, we wanted to bring him on here today because, you know, people need help. And Jesse needs work as well. So it's all, those two and two, they work together sort of thing. Today, folks, and Jesse, kind of give a backstory. What is Ewing Land Management?
Ewing Land Management is a young and growing company. We specialize in basically everything to do with tree care, removal, pruning, planting, pest diagnosis, hazard diagnosis, and mitigation, and some general landscaping services like FireWise, thinning brush for fire safety and things of that nature too.
So things that people desperately need. So, that's what you do now. You've been doing this for how long?
Just about 20 years.
About 20 years. So, let's just say, folks, he's experienced. He's very experienced. Now, where exactly do you operate?
We operate out of Payson, Arizona. We operate in basically the greater Arizona, the whole state. We also operate in New Mexico and parts of California.
All right. So, folks in those areas... give Jesse a call. Now, where can they contact you at, Jesse?
You can contact us at 928-363-1893. You can contact us through our website, which is www.ewinglandmanagement.com. You can also contact us through our Facebook page at Ewing Land Management LLC.
And, folks, that's where you can find Jesse at today. And make sure you guys give him a contact. You hit him up, go whatever. You can also check out the website as well. Be sure to check out that website, ewinglandmanagement.com, because you guys can see all of his work that he's done so far. You can see how they operate, equipment, and everything else as such. So, folks, make sure you go check him out. Now, back to the show. So, I
figured that, because, I mean, Marvel has made games in the past. I mean, they weren't very good. Iron Man game they made kind of really sucked, but...
it's true.
No, yeah, because then, you know, DC, the Rocksteady came out with the Arkham series, and now there's rumors that Rocksteady's making a Superman game.
Yeah, it's 50-50, man. I don't know. I've heard so much about that. That's up in the air at this point. Who knows?
But I figured at some point, you know, Marvel would, you know, put its step in and make its own little game universe, which... They did. You know, Sony with Insomniac, you know, Spider-Man, that was incorporate. I mean, they left it open too. You know, they put in all the, like, the tower, and you can find Doctor Strange's thing. So they opened it up to where, like, these characters could exist in this game world.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So they could build more games and tie them in, and next you know, you got like a whole game universe that basically, you know, like it's like how the Avengers, you know, like everybody was slowly tied in. Mm-hmm. Next you know, you got the whole game they build up. You got Avengers game, all that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's true. It is the seed that is planted. Basically, it's like for the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Spider-Man PS4 is their Iron Man. I've said this plenty of times because it's absolutely... I say it's true, but who knows? Is that this is their first thing. You're absolutely right, though. It is their thing that they planted in the ground. Their options are open on the table for more things to come in. Now, what would you, as a fellow video game player and whatnot, and fan of the game, what would you like to see next in this... in the PS4 series? Like, do you want to see a single one, but the same way, basically like Spider-Man, but focus on a single hero? Or do you want to see maybe a team game, or maybe one where it's a single hero, but you actually see some of the characters? Would you want to see any of those three, or what would you like to see?
I mean, in all honesty, I like to see a well-done, like, Fantastic Four game.
Oh, God, yes, they could do it. Yes.
And then, like, you know, you just start off, you know, as they're already the Four or before they're the Four, but, like, you know, it's kind of like how Grand Theft Auto work, and you can just switch between each one.
It's true.
Like, at certain points in the story.
Oh, my God, it could work. Oh my God, I want this game now, because that's a brilliant idea, because as a comics guy, there's so many people that have worked with the Fantastic Four. Like, the Avengers always work with them, and there's so many people who were temporary Fantastic Four members that still count as Fantastic Four. Like, She-Hulk is one. I just want to see She-Hulk in something. Mm-hmm. She deserves it. You know, She-Hulk was in something. Spider-Man was one. The Hulk was one. Wolverine, Blade, Ghost Rider. Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is most, like, a lot of the renditions of Fantastic Four haven't been the best.
Yeah, when it comes to, although, when it comes to the movies, I'll agree. But when it comes to the cartoons...
The cartoons were good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when it comes with the movies, like, really the only one that was decent enough to be good was the first one.
Yeah.
Silver Surfer wasn't very good. Then they tried to do a remake, which tanked. And I was like, they need something. Kind of like Spider-Man, you know? He kind of went through this transition. He had a real good starting. Like, the very first Spider-Man movie, that was really good.
Mm.
And then it kind of, you know, dipped. And then it kind of rose back up.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong in the slightest at all with that. I mean, that would be a perfect way for, pun intended, that would be a great way for the Fantastic Four to be able to come back into the limelight, to be able to come back and be, they're like, listen, we know the movies, yeah, but here's this beautiful game that's the sequel to Spider-Man, and guess who's in it? Motherfucking Spider-Man's gonna be in it. Like, you could easily so do that. Or, say it's you could even make a Spider-Man sequel where he actually teams up with the Fantastic Four, and then they do stuff with the Avengers, like it. So, and then, like, it tied, like, as soon as, like, he teams up with Fantastic Four to help him out, and then, like, in the first game, things go to shit in the city, and then they just, and so the Fantastic Four work with the Avengers, and so, like, it all, like, goes all together in 3-in-1. So Insomniac and Marvel, if you're listening, which I know there's people who listen that work at Marvel, put it in the grapevine. That would be an amazing story. Come on, this, you know, put it down the grapevine, because that would be an amazing game. And if you take the ideas, I just want a little bit of credit. We do. Me and John. But that would be true. John, I love you, man. That's such a brilliant idea. That's such a brilliant... I want that now so bad. Because it would so work. It would so work. Now... The DLC we can't really talk about because we haven't played it. which is, we did this episode, and yet we haven't really played it at all, so that's kind of messed up, but I've heard fantastic reviews about it, and it looks like a continuation of the game that I really love to see. They brought in the Hammerhead, and they brought back Silver Sable and all that, like, this game is just 10 out of 10, a must play, don't you agree?
Yeah,
like, it's really, what we're, so we
it's
talked
worth
about
the experience.
What now?
No, I'd say it's worth the experience.
Yeah, it is, and it 100% is. And you can replay it all the time, and we'd have never even covered it, man. The spider suits. You're able to, once you finish, oh my god, you get the classic one in the beginning, and then the white spider suit, which is the best spider suit, almost, in my opinion. I love it so much.
Well, they just recently released the Sam Raimi's Spider-Man suit.
Oh, fuck, that's right. Oh, my God, yes.
But I saw reviews on it, and it got a lot of flack, and I was like, I don't see what your guys' issue is. Like, it's just a Spider-Man suit.
Fuck,
like,
those people. You know what? Quite literally, there's a cartoon version in there. Like, there's actually two cartoons in there. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that?
Like, the animation is, like, cartoonish, too, when you put it on.
Yeah, which is kind of funny.
And, with in all honesty... It's kind of hard for, like, for me, it's kind of hard for me to look at, just because the contrast between it and the game.
Yeah, and with how serious the game is.
It's kind of hard on the eyes, and it's just like, I don't fucking...
it's rough. You do it for the photo mode, which we're getting into in a second, but the suits, man. You had so many different Spider-Man suits. You get Spider-Man's Ghost Rider suit. I mean, come on. Come on. Like, that's amazing. And... The negative suit, like the Iron Spider.
Yeah,
you get
the good part is he'll keep the suit on through the cutscenes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Which a game should be like, oh, you get to wear this fun little thing, but they're in the cutscenes. No. But you finish the game, then you're able to play through it. If I remember correctly, this is how it went. Was once you finish the game, then you're able to go replay the game and with whatever suit you want through the cutscenes and shit like that. And then I think if you were playing during the main missions, it would do that. But then in the end, you had to wear the one suit and whatnot. But
yeah.
It was still like, holy hell. There's Spider-Man suits in here that you get to play as. I would never in a million years figured I'd ever see on anything. You know, maybe an app or like exclusive skin on the app characters or something like that. But fuck. And it added.
And they each come with their own like abilities. Like,
yeah.
Each suit was different.
Yeah, which added so much more to it. And it also added exclusive perks to the photo mode that they had in it, which is becoming more apparent in games, because Fallout 76 has it, Spider-Man PS4 mm-hmm. has it, other games are having it. It's like this photography thing.
I mean, Red Dead has it.
It does? Oh, shit.
Or the online one, you can take a selfie and photos.
That's so great. It's so cool that you're able to do this. Like, selfie, yeah, that's one thing that's been around for a little bit. But this new photography thing, man. What do you think of it? Because it's amazing. Like, for listeners who don't know, though, there's this thing where you enter photo mode. And there's a 360. You can zoom in, zoom out, go anywhere you want around. You can add lenses to it, different colors to it. Basically, it's like Photoshop in a video game. And you get to, like, what even during the battles with villains and shit like that. And you can make these cinematic-looking pictures that will never die out. That's photo mode. And in just a Spider-Man game, or in general, John, how do you feel about that? Like, what do you think of it? Do you think it's necessary? Do you think it's something stupid that they added in?
It kind of adds... I mean, I don't think it's, like, stupid, but, I mean... It kind of just adds that little bit of, like, humorous touch to it, you know, like, something like, you could see, like, it's, you know, like Tom Holland Spider-Man, you could see him taking, like, a selfie in the middle of a fight, be like, oh, look, geez.
Yeah.
So it kind of just adds that little, you know, kind of, like, funny side to it.
Yeah.
Which most Marvel movies have, you know, they have the little humor here and there.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, a guy I know played it, and he sent me a picture of one of the selfie photography things, and it was while you were in the bank fighting Shocker.
Ooh.
And he got up like real close when he was powering up and like hit the photo mode and took like this selfie, and I was like, bro, that's funny.
Yeah, and
that's pretty funny.
Right, yeah, and so the selfies add so much to the comedy on it, but even with it, like, there was those the photo modes where it didn't have to be a selfie. It could be, like, a movie poster, you know? Like, Those ones I thought were interesting.
Yeah, you take straight up like, take like an epic looking picture. You know, stand up on a building. You know, you put some like filter on it. You know, the pose and stuff. You just be like, bam.
Yeah. Oh
there
yeah.
You go. There's your movie poster.
Yeah. There's like here's your custom made Spider-Man movie poster. Which, when they released the Sam Raimi and they used a Photoshop mode to take an in-game gameplay, I'm like, oh my god, that looks like the real thing. That was insane to me. And that one wasn't expected. Like, I know everyone was like, we need the Sam Raimi picture, we need the Sam Raimi. And it's like, okay. But then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, you know the Sam Raimi thing? Oh, here it is. It's like, oh shit. So that was fantastic to see in there. It was utterly brilliant.
Now, I saw like a post from one of the guys in the department of like, you know, where they add stuff, and he was saying that because a lot of people are getting upset that they wouldn't put it in there when they asked, and they're like, oh, they don't listen to their fans and stuff. And he commented, he said, it's like, no, we listen, we're always listening. It's just, it takes a minute. You gotta run that through the line, you know. You can't just be like, okay, and just throw some shit into a game. Like, you gotta make sure it's okay first.
It's true. You can't. It's not just like a snap and it's done. It took 4 years to make this fucking game. Like, it's gonna take some time to be able to put that in there. Which makes me think.
Especially if it wasn't originally planned to be in the game, they'd have to go through basically the whole process. They went through every other suit.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, fuck. That makes me think, what else do we have? What else could we have down the pipeline, John? Like, what do you think? What would be? Do you see this game? The DLC just ended, but do you see in the future there being any more DLC or anything like that? Or do you think?
I would like to see, like, the Venom DLC.
I would too, but that goes in the spoiler territory because that's gonna probably be the sequel.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with that, and I mean, we got. Fuck it.
Or at least it'll release like the, you know, the Venom Spider-Man suit.
Yeah, that too. That would be amazing. Yeah, like, come on. Maybe that's just taking its time to do too, because I gotta edit all the webbing to be black and shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was saying fuck it because, you know what, the sequel, we're gonna have Green Goblin and Venom. You know, they haven't been established in the world yet, even though he's been around for a while and shit, as far as we know. You know, they could have just not mentioned Norman's goblin thing when he was mayor. And Norman as mayor was an interesting fact on it. You know, and then maybe they never mentioned Venom and shit like that. But so I don't think we're going to see any of those two. Could possibly I see something where we team up with a different hero in a DLC? Yes. Maybe it's just because I want it really bad. I really think that we're at least going to get one or two more. But my fear is that all we're going to get now for this game until they release something else or the next big thing, and hopefully just a few months or if not, you know, I really hope that we get more, but I have this fear that we'd maybe only getting like some Spider-Man suits every now and then for this game and no more DLC. I'm fearful of that, and I don't want that to happen. What do you think, John? Do you think it's over with? Or do you think there's going to be more? Like, in your real honest opinion on this, because as a YouTube gamer, what do you think?
I mean, I'd like to see more, but I mean, really, they kind of, I mean, unless they just start, it's kind of starting to, like, they don't have much options to put in a DLC if they plan a second game, because if you put, you know, you got Hammerhead, you got Sable, then you got Black Cat, it's like, you already got those, and it's like, you start adding more people, and it's going to take away your sequel, your ability to introduce these characters.
It's true. And Hammerhead was one I didn't expect to see in there either. Like, Tombstone was in there. And the head of a biker gang. I'm like, that's fucking badass. And then Hammerhead being in there, to not expect that at all. They're like, oh, Black Cat DLC. I'm like, okay, cool. I kind of expected something like that because she was so underused. And I'm like, there's no way they're doing Black Cat and doing all that effort in there not to have somebody with her. And then not...
Right.
Oh, shit. Just thought about this. What if we have a Taskmaster DLC?
That'd That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, like, maybe he's going after people Peter cares about or something like that. I mean, it could be something like, I don't know, maybe that's a team-up thing. I don't know. But yeah. There's just so many. There is a few options, and you are absolutely 100% right on the fact of, yeah, it takes away from the sequel, so maybe that's why if they don't do any, that's why, too, because they want to save stuff for the sequel, which I'm kind of...
Yeah, because, I mean, there's only so many, you know, Spider-Man-related stuff you can do without, like, just getting ridiculous.
Yeah. As long as a Spider-Man comic fan, I will say 100% with this, please, no clones. Please, no clones. Because, John, I don't know if you know Spider-Man. Huh?
Oh, what was it?
I don't know if you know the storylines with clones in there from the Spider-Man comics and all the other stuff. It gets so convoluted. It gets so crazy. No clones, please. If you do a Ben Reilly, that's fine. It's A-okay. But no clones, please. Because that, no. No. Because it would just make it so stupid. It will make it so crazy. Oh, no. That's what I fear. It's like the clone saga for the next one. And every Spider-Man fan is going to be like, you fuckers, you ruined it. No! Oh, God. But...
No, I was thinking, what about the... Because I used to watch the animated Spider-Man.
Which one? There's like 50 billion of them.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
Was it...
Oh, the good one. The one with... It was just Spider-Man.
Oh, it was just Spider-Man? I knew the... It was the Spectacular Spider-Man, the one where Drake Bell voiced and whatnot. And he had, like, his team members.
No, it was the one with the intro. It was, like, in the night, you know.
Oh, the 90s cartoon?
90s or whatever, yeah.
Oh, that one. 90s, early 2000 cartoon. Is that the one you grew up with?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That one's dope.
But, I'd like to see maybe, what's her name? What's the Black Widow spider lady that like goes between dimensions or something? Oh, what was her name?
Shit. I don't know. There's like there's Spectre. There's Silk. There is.
Oh, she was like an old lady.
Okay.
That's when they first introduced like. To me, it was when they first introduced, like, the Spider-Verse, because you saw Peter Parker when he actually has, like, eight arms, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Eight appendages and stuff, but, like, she was, like, an old lady that, like, was, like, half Black Widow Spider or something. I don't remember what her name was.
That would be interesting.
She was, like, a pretty big thing, like, I think, towards the middle or the end of it.
That would be a neat idea. I like that idea to bring in someone like that, or bring in that character, to be like, here, listen, we can't really draw in from the main people, but here's the stuff from the shows you guys loved so much.
Yeah.
Here's these show-exclusive... That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, just,
John.
I mean, until the next one, just do a little, you know, fan service and be like, oh, you want this person? Okay, we'll throw a little Easter egg out there about him. I don't know.
I wouldn't say fan service. I would say keep people playing, because this game is entirely a fan service. It really is.
Yeah.
Well, this game itself is like, here, you're a Spider-Man fan? Oh, here, you like comic books? Oh, here, you like playing video games? Here. Here's our big dick. It's called Spider-Man PS4. It's like, oh, shit, okay. Oh,
I was kind of surprised with it. But, I mean, I knew it was probably going to happen because Sony still owns the rights to Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's toss-up.
But I was kind of expecting, like, I thought it was going to be like a multi-platform game, like not just PlayStation. But I was like, PlayStation always had Spider-Man.
Yeah, and it's like PlayStation
always
had it. But I
thought maybe this time they'd be like, you know, let's, because they let Crash Bandicoot out on the Xbox.
Spyro.
Spyro's on the Xbox.
Yep.
And I was like, you got like these PlayStation exclusives you were slowly releasing, like, I mean, that'd be a huge boost in profits if you let an Xbox player pick up Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I get what they're doing, though. It's like, oh, it's a double-sided coin, almost, when you do it. Because it's Sony, and Sony owns PlayStation and all that, so that's why, really. And they're like, oh, everyone's... And then they release a Spider-Man exclusive PS4, which looks dope and amazing, and
well, they came out with the whole, you know, thing about the crossplay. I was like, the reasoning makes sense, because if you release these great games on your system, people are going to buy your system.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not going to be able to, you know, play unless either they have a friend with it or something. Yeah. But it kind of forces people to... I mean, it's kind of crappy, but, you know, it, business-wise, it makes sense.
Yeah, business-wise, it does. I mean, it does in that sense, but... Will we see the next one on cross consoles? No.
Probably not. It'd probably stay on PlayStation.
Yeah, especially how well it did with just being on PlayStation. Yeah, no. No. And I play Xbox mostly, because that's what I grew up with. That's what my friends are on. You know, we've done Xbox mostly. I luckily have a PS4 too, because I was able to play. And I was like, oh, thank God. But, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm going to get so much hate now for they're like, he admit he's only an Xbox guy? Fuck that dude. But hey, well, like, I don't care. So, yeah, man, like, I don't think there's that much we can cover us on the Spider-Man game other than to tell folks, go play it.
Yeah,
because this is us, me and John here, kind of fangasming about the game. We loved it. And I want to say, too, folks, is if you have not played it and you're listening to this, what the fuck? But if you want to see, like, gameplay on it and whatnot, too, if you haven't, or if you are interested in playing it and whatnot, and this is why you're listening to it, which, my apologies, go check out John's YouTube channel. And, John, where can they find you at? Where can they find it?
You can... find me on YouTube at Scumbag Gaming. You'll see a little blue paw with an SB. I'm also I got Twitch now, which hey. On Twitch it's my gamer tag. It's blue eyed, all one word. Or it's blue eyed scumbag, all one word with an underscore at the end.
Underscore at the end. Blue eyed scumbag underscore.
I'm also on Twitter under Scumbag Gaming. And that's about, yeah.
Yep, and folks, I gotta say, go follow him. Go watch him. You'll enjoy it. He's such a great YouTuber. I love him. I wish I could watch more. I wish I could watch more YouTube in general, but it's one of those time-wise, everything goes nuts. But... yeah, folks, hopefully you guys enjoyed this little talk in a Spider-Man PS4 game. So make sure you go check out John, and then make sure you guys go check out older episodes that we have on the Comic Chronicle podcast, where I mentioned it before. We talked to Stephen O'Yun, who played Mr. Negative, and then Dave B. Mitchell, who played the Shocker. So go check those episodes out, people, because you really, really enjoy it. Them two guys are just wonderful people. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And they're such amazing performers, standing and whatnot. And Stephen O'Yun, if you're listening to this, I just want to say thank you again for your present, man. The signed pop figure and a little note. Fantastic. Love you for it, man. You're the best. So, and folks, if you want to stay tuned with everything on the Comic Chronicle podcast, then go to Instagram and Twitter at RealFanCorp as our username. That is at RealFanCorp. And then FanCorp Network, that is the FanCorp Network on Facebook and YouTube. Make sure you guys subscribe on there. Make sure you guys subscribe to Scumbag Gaming for John. Make sure you guys give him a view. And if you guys want to help support the Comic Chronicle podcast, go to patreon.com/Comic Chronicle. And maybe you, like John, and you can be like our interviewees and all that fun stuff of being on the podcast. You have the chance. Just put a couple donations in every month. A couple bucks is fine. Help support the podcast so we can do bigger, badder, greater things. And it's all up to you guys. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed the Comics and Coffee little talk show segment where we talk about Spider-Man PS4. Now, on the social media, folks, let us know what you would want to talk about next on the Comics and Coffee talk show. We're here to talk about whatever. I'll bring on guests related to whatever it is we're talking about. And we'll have a good time with some coffee and comic stuff. And comic-related stuff, too. So folks, want to say thank you for joining us. And any final last words, John?
Just, you know, hope to see you around. It's been, you know, been great being on the show and stuff. And for everybody out there, I will catch you all on the flip-flop. Mm-hmm.
Love it, man. And stay classy, New York City.